I'm certainly glad to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. And we could walk out them doors right now and say it's already been good to be here. I want to thank the church for allowing us to come over here and having enough confidence in us to try and stand. And you know, we preached on the radio this morning and we preached about faith and preached about old Thomas over there. And see, my faith gets weak too. I'm just like my wife, and I'm satisfied that we all, faith gets weak. And I was sitting there at the table listening to Brother Tom Carter preaching this morning. And after I got done preaching and asked the Lord what he wanted me to preach about, and I'd flipped over to the book of Romans, and I thought that's what he wanted me to preach about. And then I was sitting here in this chair, and the Lord had showed us this thought earlier in the week, and I didn't know when that he'd have us to preach about it, and turns out it's right now. And we got to do what the Lord wants us to do, not what Brian Flynn wants us to do. And all week long I had heard and seen and the word vessel. You know, sometimes it shows us little things, and the word vessel came to mind, and I kept hearing it and seeing clay and potter's clay and all that. And then we found this scripture over here in the book of Jeremiah, and I heard all the testimonies and prayer requests and all that. And you know, the Lord shows up right on time. Not a minute early and not a minute late. He shows up right on time, doesn't he? And see, we find over here in the book of Jeremiah in the 18th verse, and it's the 18th chapter in the first verse, and we'll read a little bit and just follow along and see where the Lord leads us from here. And it says, and the word of which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the vessels. See, I want to stop there for just a second there. God told him to go do something there. And I believe that he got up there and did exactly what God said to do right when he told him to do it. How many of us wait? How many of us wait when God says to go do something? We'll put it off, see. The preacher preached this morning over there at our church about waiting till tomorrow. Now listen to what this says. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so that he made it again another vessel as seemed good to the potter to make it. Honey, that word marred means that it was ruined. Honey, it wasn't no good. Honey, see, this old potter wasn't satisfied, and he gave up on this old piece of clay there and started over. But aren't you glad, my friend, that God never gives up on us? He takes what he's got and works with it. He might add a little water and shape it around, and he takes both hands there and he shapes it. Aren't you glad that he doesn't give up on us? Honey, no matter how far that we get, he never gives up. He works that clay, see, and shapes it and forms it. Honey, that old potter gave up. He wadded it all up, see, and I'm satisfied that he took it off that old wheel and threw it back down in the middle, see, and if you don't get it right in the middle, it'll get all wobbly on it, won't it? Honey, that's our life sometimes. It gets all wobbly. But see, God, he'll take it with both hands, and he'll work it, and he'll shape it. And honey, then we think about over there where our Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Honey, it says grab a hold of both hands with everything that you got, doesn't it? Honey, anything worth doing, it takes both hands to do, doesn't it? Grab a hold of both hands. I've never seen anybody take a wheelbarrow with one hand and work it, or a plow with one hand. Honey, you got to grab on with both hands. You got to shape it and work it, don't you? You got to take it and work it. And aren't you glad that God never gives up? Honey, how many times if he'd set us aside, and it's not because God doesn't give up on us. We give up on God, ain't it? We give up on God. We get too far away from him. Honey, we get too far away, our faith gets weak. And we find over there in the book of Matthew there, listen to what this says. See, when we take our eyes off Jesus, we start to sink. Like old Peter over there in the book of Matthew that it's talking about. See, we start to sink. Honey, it's like that old plow. When we take our eyes off from Jesus, we'll start to go astray. See, we've got to hold on. Honey, he's serious in them convictions, ain't he? When he says, grab a hold with both hands. Honey, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, honey, we're going to go straight every time. But see, when we take our eyes off, like in that storm, see, Jesus said, come on out here. And he took his eyes. Let's see if we can read that. We'll certainly mess that up. Honey, we preached this verse of scripture this morning, but that's all right. And it says, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while as he sent the multitudes away. And when he sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking in the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter come down out of the ship, he walks on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. That's what happens when we take our eyes off Jesus. We have a crooked road down that field. Our life gets a little bumpy. That field's rough sometimes, ain't it? We get plumb off in the ditch. Honey, you think about them rumble strips on the road. Honey, when we're not looking ahead down the road, looking off to one side or another, we'll get off in them rumble strips and it starts to bounce in our car, doesn't it? Honey, that's what life is. If we keep our eyes right on Jesus, honey, we won't veer left to right. Honey, but we're going to go through troubles and storms. It's going to happen to all of us. Heard every single one that made a testimony. There's troubles in here. We all got to go through them. That's the storms of life, see. We all got to go through them, every one of us. Talks about over there in the book of Matthew. Let's just read it. He said that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in the heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sendeth the rain on the just and the unjust. Honey, that means that good things are going to happen to bad people, and bad things are going to happen to good. It's trials and tribulations every day, honey. It's not going to be peachy cream. It's not going to be perfect for us. Honey, we've got to go through them valleys, see. It makes us appreciate when we're on the mountain. Honey, if we were ever always up on the mountain, we'd have nothing to pray about. We've got to be humble. Honey, otherwise we wouldn't appreciate being on that mountain. We've got to be in the valleys. Honey, you were in that valley when you got saved. I'm satisfied of that. The scripture says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Honey, if we're not down there in that valley, we're not bowing. We've got to get there. There's a reason for it. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now listen to what it says. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship and walked on the water to go to Jesus, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus, listen, it said immediately Jesus. See, he was pretty close to God. It said immediately Jesus reached out to him, stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Honey, you got to be careful what you wish for. Honey, we say that, Lord, give me a burden or give me something to do. And then when he puts it on your plate in front of you, you say, Lord, I can't do that. How many times has that happened? It happens a lot. I want to do it my way. No, the Lord wants you to do it a certain way. And it won't come out no good if we don't do it our way. But if we do it God's way, it'll be perfect. Every time it'll be perfect. Talks about over there that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, that we can move mountains. And honey, I learned that, honey, that mountain isn't a physical mountain. I learned a little while ago, and it took me, see, I've got a pretty thick brain up here, and my skull's pretty thick. It takes a mule sometimes beating on me for me to understand things. Honey, and then one day it just clicked. Honey, that mountain that it's talking about isn't a physical mountain. You look out and see a big hill. That's not what it's talking about. Honey, what it's talking about is that problem right in front of you that is there. Honey, when we have our faith in God and turn to Him, we can move that mountain that it's talking about. That trouble, that trial and tribulation, that's what it's talking about. We can move that if we just have the faith of a mustard seed. You ladies know what the size of a mustard seed is. It's pretty small. Honey, if our faith is just that little, we can move that mountain. Let me read that last verse one more time. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Honey, we can't let our faith get weak. We've got to pray more often and turn to God. Honey, when them old rumble strips started coming, we got to turn back. When we get so far out, He'll only let us go so far. But you know, no matter how far that we go, that arm is long enough. I've never seen an arm that wasn't long enough by God's grace to pull us back. He'll pull us back no matter how far. Now, there's been several prayers for my middle son. I certainly ask you to pray for him. No matter how far that he gets, but God will pull him back. But God's got to ask him, or he's got to ask God, see? I believe that the Lord's done with us. That's our thought. May God bless you, is our prayer.